The state north of Georgia, where Nashville and Chattanooga are, is Are you familiar with Tennessee?
Yes. State is in Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am. Have you ever been up that way?
No, ma'am.
If a person is in trouble, you try to, what, him? You try to...
Scott or get away.
Okay. Or if somebody has a problem, you try to, what, him?
Get somebody to go in his barn or get him out or something.
Okay. And if somebody has to move something from one place to another, he might call somebody else and say, come over here and, what, me?
Help me.
If something isn't wide, then it might be very... If it's not wide, it might be just very...
Heavy.
You could say, well, you could say something's very small.
Small.
Or it's very... It's another word to mean it's just real little. Can you think of another one? Like, to go to heaven, a person has to follow the straight and...
Right road.
Okay. Have you ever heard people say follow the straight and narrow way?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So then, if something isn't wide, then it might be very...
Narrow, small.
It's fine. You might say to somebody, I'd like to help you, but I just...
Can't.
On Sunday afternoon, if a person wants to go for a ride, he might go get in his...
Car, something other like that.
That's good. My mother might say to me, now this is my mother talking to me.
Yeah.
She'd say, this man is your uncle and his wife is...
Your aunt.
Good. Before birds lay their eggs, they build...
Their nest.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at...
In seats.
Okay. And the teachers sit up at the front of the rooms in their...
desks.
Before a boy fights, he might clench both his...
hands.
Yeah, and what do you call them when they're clenched up like that? They're his...
fists.
A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime, that stings and draws blood, is called a...
Skeeters.
On a clear day, you might look up in the sky and say, oh, there's not a single...
spot of cloud or something.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Right now, we're sitting inside your...
building.
Yes, ma'am. And a building that a person lives in is his...
Let's see, what would that be?
Well, like, it's not a store, you know, it's a...
house.
Mm-hmm. If a small, troublesome animal was getting at your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, would you ever call it a varmint?
Yeah, you'd call it a varmint. Some kind of varmint's eating them up.
Okay. And what kind of things would get at somebody's chickens?
Sometimes polecats eat mines when I raised them. Wild cats, something like that. Sometimes possums are tearing your hen house.
Okay. What do you call something that lives in the ocean and grows to be about as long as my finger? And when you cook it, it turns pink and it curls up. And when you eat them, you have to pick the head off and they got a lot of legs. Pick the legs off.
I know what them is. I don't eat them, but I know what you're talking about. I just can't call. Since I growed old and lost my health, I ain't got much thinking faculty.
Well, you're just doing fine. You really are. Would you call those things shrimp?
I really do call them swimps.
Okay. If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water because hot water will make wool...
draw up.
Okay.